welcome, you big bunch of cunts, to the 420MX podcast. We've got Joshy here.
G'day, g'day. How we all doing?
We're driving home, getting stoned and looking for mushrooms up in Helensburg.
pretty fucking good.
Yeah, we found all different types.
Yeah. That's surprising how many you see, like...
Once you pay attention.
Once you start paying attention.
Fuck, there goes the podcast straight off the dashboard. Oh. Hang on, we'll be back after this, trying to pick the phone up. If you don't want this shit happening, go to the 420MX Patreon or whatever the fuck it's called. Become a supporter and give us some money so we can get a proper studio and set up. So we don't have to fucking worry about phones sliding off dashboards and cars.
Maybe
and
a phone mount.
And Josh having his window down so all that airflow goes through the speakers.
Maybe fuck. A nice phone mount.
A phone mount, good, yeah. A phone mount. Fuck me dead. I would have fucking, if I had another code, I would have been like, cool, I've got this idea. What about this thing that holds your phone? You stick it on your dash. You'd be like, cunt. You mean a phone holder?
You stick it to your phone. It kind of dangles it.
What about a cock ring with a phone holder attached to it? So you can just like put something it on the bottom of your dick, and you just pull your dick and you're just looking down at the screen. You can fucking scroll with the other finger.
And once you're good enough, you scroll with your dick.
And once your dick's hard, it just like keeps like a stand count. That's a fucking good idea. If any of you cunts want to come to China and get onto that one, hit us up. 420MX official at Instagram. Or fucking Josh Jennings at Instagram. Or fucking Blackwell63 at Instagram. Wait, what's your Instagram now?
Josh Jen.
Any bitches out there? Message the Jen. Actually, hang on. Do you have a girlfriend? This is a podcast material. next topic. Yeah, because you never know when you... Like, imagine if someone's listening to this. Like, imagine if you have a chick, right? And you're like, no, I don't have a chick. And then you get a chick and then she listens to it.
Yeah.
She's like, you said you were single on the podcast the other day. It's like, that's a fucking old episode. Well, I want it down. Like, well, I can't.
It's on the internet.
It's on the interweb now. Fucking interweb. Anyway, what were we talking about? Mushrooms. A little mushroom adventure. Yeah, it's crazy once you just, like, take the time to just look. They're fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
But which ones are... That's the phone app we're talking about. We need, like, the camera app where you, like, put it on the fucking mushroom and it goes...
Yeah, it pops up.
Make, like, a game like Pokemon, like, catch them all, like, try, like, fill up all the different... How many thousands of mushrooms are out there?
Instead of a Pokeball, you just throw out a hippie.
A hippie eats it.
Is that you, man? This is the one.
This is the one, man. This is it, man. Going out to space, man.
Updated.
Fuck me dead. Mushrooms. What was your first mushroom experience, Josh? Are we still recording? Oh, yep, still recording, guys. How are you?
No, that's good.
What was your first mushroom experience? Good or bad?
Yeah, it was fucking good. It was just at my mate's house. We ate quite a bit, just fucking... Just watch YouTube, just watch, like, random shit, music videos, and, like, just seeing all the colours just when they started popping, just fucking...
Fuck,
best experience.
I had mine in America, and I whipped the fuck... I didn't whip the fuck out, it was a good fucking time, but we're going home and the bus ride... Fuck, that was weird.
Yeah.
The bus ride, like, because I don't know, I felt like we'll just crash it. The guy driving the bus was drunk, so that didn't help either. Like,
you'd be thinking,
we're gonna die, he's drunk. And this cunt was a lunatic, too, eh? This cunt was like fucking just going through stop signs and trying to. This cunt, there was where we were fucking staying in America, there was a crossroad, and the main road was higher than the crossroad. The light is fucked. Oh, he's dropped the cone piece.
I was trying to light it, and it jammed up, and I kind of just punched it.
Fuck me dead. No. Oh, in the studio floor of the car.
Shit, man.
Shit. That's what happens when the roadies. The rodeo boys. But anyway, there was a crossroad. So you had the main road, then you had the crossroad, and the fucking crossroad dipped.
Yeah,
the main road was
higher.
So it was pretty much a fucking tabletop. And we were all pissed coming home from a fucking out drinking. And we stopped at fucking Jack in the Box and got them like really big fuck off large drinks.
Yeah.
And we're driving and the cunt goes, I'm gonna jump it. And he's got a minivan full of cunts and he launches it and we're all in the back and we just get launched to the fucking roof and every cunt just like squeezes onto their drinks. Everyone just got fucking covered in like...
How's your stomach ache?
Fanta and Coke and shit. Oh, I was fucking, there was Coke and ice and shit everywhere and everyone was covered. I was in the back and I'd gone forward like that and there was a cunt in front of me.
Just tipping all over his head.
Pissed off, but I lost me 99 cents for fucking 10 litres of fucking Coke and I spilled it all. Why do they have such big fucking drinks? No wonder why they're fat. They're fucking small like our large. Stupid cats. If you're American, I'm sorry, mate.
It's true, though.
It's true. Well,
their large is like three of our larges.
Oh, I thought you were talking about fucking them being stupid cunts.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're most of the cunts listening. What's going on, you fucking American cunts? This is another thing we need to talk about. if we call you cunts, or we're like, you know, when we start the podcast, like,
we don't mean it.
Get out, you big bunch of cunts. It's because we like you. Cunts means, if you call someone a mate, like, what's going on, mate, that means you don't like him. If you say, what's going on, cunt, it means you like him. And it cuts the bullshit from awkward conversations. It just gets straight to the, what's going on, cunt. It's not like, hey, Michael, how are you, mate? Oh, good, just getting some milk. She's like, what's going on, cunt? Not much, cunt. What about you? It just brings the fucking energy on.
Yeah,
it brings
ahead.
The fucking excitement.
Yeah. So this cunt the other day. Yeah,
yeah, like, see this cunt, yeah.
Just adds a bit of emphasis.
When I see Josh, say, what's going on, cunt? You know? You cunts, like, over there, you're like, you're all doing it, like, you've seen in comedy specials and shit. Some cunt will be like, and I reckon she was a cunt. And everyone's cunt. Like, oh, you said the C word, fuck.
You cunt.
Cunt. It sounds gay. Like,
cunt.
And she was a total cunt. Like, fucking shut up, dickhead. You sound like
a... That bitch there is a cunt.
She's a fucking cunt. She's a good cunt. That's a compliment, eh? I can't even say that many. So, like, she's a...